Well, the Howard League shares the inspector's concern about the lack of safety for children being detained in Cook and Wood prison. The levels of violence were unacceptable, and the excessive use of punishment was also unacceptable. There were 26 referrals to safeguarding because of excessive use of force by staff. So this is a prison that is failing children, failing victims, failing the families of the children, and of course failing the public. The good news is that the number of children in prison has fallen very significantly, because we really shouldn't be using prisons for children at all. And Cook and Wood is a very good example of why prisons are not safe places for children. And so children should not be held in Cook and Wood at all. Well, the levels of violence inside the prison are extremely worrying. So children are assaulting each other, and staff are using force in order to control them. Staff are using solitary confinement excessively, so that children will spend days, sometimes weeks, locked up with nothing to do in segregation cells, which appear to be little more than dungeons with filthy toilets. The children can't change their clothes regularly. And they get very little exercise and nothing to do all day. This is not a good way to turn the lives of difficult children round and get them to be responsible citizens when they grow up. This is a cruelty against children. The fundamental problem in Cook and Wood is that it's a prison. It's not a place for children. It's not designed for children. The staff aren't trained and qualified to deal with children. The rules are not designed for children. The activities are not suitable for children. It's a prison. And so it's never going to be suitable to help children, many of whom have had very difficult start in life and who are very damaged and very challenging. It's never going to help them turn their lives round and grow into flourishing, responsible and useful members of society.
So where should they go then?
Well, many of these children don't need to be in custody at all, because they're remanded to custody, and despite the court sending them there, they won't get a custodial sentence when they come to court, and some of them, of course, will be found not guilty. There's also a problem with the courts using custody disproportionately on black and minority ethnic children, who subsequently don't get a prison sentence. So many of these children don't need to be in custody at all. The handful who need to be in custody should be held in local authority children's homes, which are secure and which can deal with challenging children appropriately because they have qualified staff. Inspectors are saying it's not as bad as it was before, but I think the inspectors are tolerating treatment of children, which I would not tolerate for my children, and I think is actually quite damaging. The inspectors are saying that it's okay to lock up a child in solitary confinement for a week with nothing to do, with no education, with hardly any exercise and not seeing any other children. I don't think that's a good way to treat a damaged child. So I think the tolerance level of the inspectorate actually is too low, and we've got to do something about that too. Well, if you lock up 200 boys and they spend almost all day locked up in their cells, some of which are filthy, in clothes that are also filthy because they haven't been able to change them for 3 weeks. If you lock them up with nothing to do and no exercise and no activity, they're going to come out fighting. These are teenage boys. They need a lot of exercise, they need a lot of stimulation, they need skilled support and help. They need good teachers, they need social workers, they need people to help them turn their lives around, and that simply is not happening. So no wonder they go stir crazy, no wonder they are bored out of their minds, and no wonder they become violent. They're cooped up all the time, like battery chickens.